you've seen yesterday the amount of damage that was done around the places and the frontline services that was available there, the ESB, Sligo County Council, the Shameen, the fire service, everyone available there to help out. And it's most important that we recognise the great work that these people do when there's times like this and stormy weather and that, and especially the outdoor staff of Sligo County Council, excellent. And that's why it's most important that we make sure that we have outdoor staff that will be there available to us. And as well as that, they have to give up their weekends and their family time and everyone else's time to go out and serve the people of Sligo and surrounding areas.
And they're even out there today, Councillor Healy, tackling those last few pockets of areas that remain without power today.
Yeah, Colonies, parts of Colonies and Riverstown. I see the power's just back now in Riverstown as well. There's a lot of areas there that's affected by it. But once again, though, Shameen, as I says, it takes time for to get this power back in areas. Some areas are easy enough. I know that there was a lot of power lines down in the Colony and surrounding areas with trees falling as well. So, I mean, when the likes of the council have to go out to these areas, though, Shameen, have to look at their own protection as well, because they have to wait then for the ESB to come, maybe to turn off a power line before they can cut the trees, and vice versa then, Shameen, the ESB has to wait to close off a road, so they need the Sligo County Council and everyone else to work. So it's working in partnership, and I want to commend them for all the great work they've done over the last yesterday evening, and the work that they'll continue to do to get power back in houses.
Met Aaron only added Sligo to the orange alert category only a couple of days out from the storm, even though the likes of Mayo and Donegal were added. What's your take on that, Councillor Healy? I know the storm was very much a fluid situation, but Sligo, do you think, should have been added to that orange category sooner?
Yeah, well, it's not the first time that this happened. We've seen snowstorms before where Sligo was left out, and other storms before. I can't see the sense of it, which means that how the north wind is going to go to Mayo and then jump over Sligo and head down to Donegal. I don't know. It's a funny one. I think, which means that there should be these orange warnings need to be given out a lot sooner, and which means we should be included. It's better to include them in and then take it out if need be. But to put us in on the last minute, which means, because when a storm's coming, which means that means that the council and everyone else has to prepare, they have to make sure they have staff available, they have to make sure that they have everything in place. So it's the more warning we get and then at the right time is vital.